makers of Chase and Sanborn Coffee, the superb blend you know is fresh, present the Chase and Sanborn Hour and your host, Don Ameche.
Another Chase and Sanborn Hour rolls along, bringing...
Mr. Ameche.
Yeah, what is it, Charlie?
Don Ameche, you're so fine. Won't you be my valentine?
Oh, that's swell, Charlie. And I'll send you a valentine someday.
That's nothing. I've got one for Bergen, too. Bergen, though, you speak for me as I sit upon your knee. If you're tired, sit on mine, and I'll be your valentine.
I'm sure Edgar will take advantage of that suggestion, Charlie. Have you got one for the Stroud twins?
Oh, sure, sure. Claude and Clarence, the language twins. Won't you be my valentines?
No? Well, the rhyming is a little bit off, isn't it?
I stretched it a little, yeah.
Of course, I'm looking forward to the valentine you've got for Dottie, Charlie.
Oh, here it is. Dottie, Dottie, forget me notty. I am Dottie over you. Won't you be my valentine? No?
It's very sweet, Charlie.
Is it really? Here's one for John Carter, too. Johnny Carter, you're a winner. Won't you be my valentiner? Tenor. Get it? No?
Yeah. Winner and tenor.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's a good rhyme, Charlie.
Oh, I thought you meant it there for a minute. I got one for Bob, too. I think the world of Bob Armbruster. Will he be my valentuster?
Charlie, your poetry is terrific. But I know you'll be positively inspired by the loveliness and charm of Barbara Stanwyck, our special guest tonight, whom we welcome back for a second visit.
Oh, definitely inspired, but definitely. By the way, Mr. Ameche, do you know anything that rhymes with Stanwyck?
Well, no.
Oh. Well, you tried.
Yes.
Oh, I know I could count on you. Well, here I go. Barbara Stanwyck, she's divine. She'll be my valentine. I fooled you. I put it at the beginning of the sentence, so I'm treacherous.
Yes, Charlie, and to add to your sentiment, I wish a happy St. Valentine's Day to all, with the hope that they will enjoy our show and remain our friends, as well as friends of Chase and Sanborn Coffee.
Take it, Ameche.
I'm in my glory whenever I'm out with you. Whether we're down at Kelly's or in a spot on the avenue. I'm in my heaven whenever you're by my side. Putting my best foot forward and beaming with pride. When I'm out on my own, there's no one who's duller. But with you, it's a horse of a different color. Life's hunky-dory, funny what love can do. I'm right in my glory when I'm with you. Hunky-dory, funny what love can do. I'm right in my glory when I'm with you. When I'm with you.
Don certainly was in his glory when he sang that song, wasn't he, Charlie?
Yes, he was. That was one of the nicest operatic numbers I've ever heard.
No, Charlie.
Huh?
That wasn't an operatic number.
No?
No, it was a popular number.
Must we argue all the time, Bergen, huh? It was an operatic number.
All right, all right. To stop the argument, it was an operatic number.
Yes. But now, come to think of it, it was a popular song, wasn't it?
All right. Young man, I don't mind telling you that I'm getting awfully tired of this constant bickering.
Yeah?
Yes. I let you keep the dog, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Yes.
But you didn't increase my allowance.
No, I know.
Well, that's the whole trouble.
Well, there's no use bothering about it. I'm not going to do it.
Help?
No. I've decided that 50 cents a week is more than enough for your needs.
Yeah, Bergen, you forget I'm a movie star.
I know.
And I tell you, it's awfully hard for a movie star to make any kind of a reputation on 50 cents a week.
Yeah, I see. You spend it all?
Oh, I spend it all, yeah. I'm a squanderer, I guess. Yachts and airplanes, It's embarrassing, you know. It's embarrassing to have to borrow 25 cents from Dorothy L'Amour so I can take out Marlene Dietrich, you know. It hurts my pride.
Yes, I imagine so.
It's very bad.
Yes.
It isn't good.
No, I know. Charlie, your prestige or no prestige, I'm not giving you any more than 50 cents a week for your allowance.
Is that final, Bergen?
That is final.
Uh-huh. That's all I wanted to know. Oh, Gazzola.
Yeah, coming up, Charlie.
Yes. Mr. Bergen, I want you to meet my legal representative, Donaldo Amicola Gazzolo.
How do you do, Gazzolo?
Shut up. Remember, Bergen, from now on, anything you say is going to be held against me.
What's the meaning of all this?
Bergen, I summon up with a kiss. You pay my climate to Charlie McCarthy only 50 cents a week. That's not enough.
That's not enough, no.
My climate to Charlie McCarthy's got to have $1 a week, right?
Right.
You want to settle? All right. You don't want to settle? We settle you.
You mean you're going to press this suit?
We're pressing this suit that we sponge you out.
Bergen, we're going to take you to the cleaners. That's all we're going
to do. Well, believe me, gentlemen. You'll pardon me for calling you gentlemen.
Oh, it's all right, Bergen. Everybody makes a mistake.
Let's not admit anything, Gazzola.
No. Gentlemen, I want to be just, you understand. And Gazzola, your client wants $1 a week. Is that right?
$1 a week. That's all we want. Mm-hmm.
And when you get that...
Well, then we'll sue for $1.50 a week.
Well, gentlemen, I'm willing to give Charlie $1 a week on one condition.
Uh-oh. Make a note of this, Gazzolo.
Yeah. Yeah.
As party of the second part, I'm willing to agree to the said remuneration of said $1 a week for said services, providing the weekly remuneration will be based upon work actually done, if done, and as aforementioned.
Oh, goodness me.
Yes. Be it mutually agreed that payment shall be made pro rata, part-time, part payment, per year, per week, per day.
Preposterous, Rasmus.
Hey, look, Charlie, what's he talking about?
I don't know, but I think we're supposed to say I do. I don't know.
Before entering into this agreement, you both admit that you are of sound mind and body.
Shut up. That's your relatives and Matilda and Inkwood Spiggers.
He knows his law.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, have you reached a decision?
I think we passed it.
Yes. Well, let me clear this up a little bit.
Yeah, just say yes or no. Yeah, all right.
Well, what I mean is this. If Charlie is to work 6 days out of seven, he would then receive 6/7 of a dollar, or 85 and 5/7 of a cent.
5/7 of a cent. He's splitting hairs again.
Or if Charlie were to work only 5 days a week, well, gentlemen, figure it out for yourself.
Yeah, 5/7 of a dollar is 52 weeks a year.
Yeah, 12 a month. On a leap year, is one day more. Let me see now.
How many days in a month, Gazzola?
Oh, we got a 30, 28, a 31. You never know it's over with.
Yes, I see. Could you be a little more definite about that?
5/7 from a dollar.
Let's see. Four,
7, it can't
four,
go in the side of 5.
Sure, you can't do it.
Sick. What I'm going to do is... Five, on the five, six, seven, 62, push 25 inside of 15.
How many days in a dollar? No, that isn't...
Can't squeeze him in the sand, you know?
You can't do it.
What I'm going to do is...
You carry
60.
Two. You carry two. You carry one and I'll carry one.
43. Look, Charlie, what do you got?
I got a headache. Say, do you think we got a chance, Gazzolo?
Hey, you don't have to worry, kid. If we lose into the lower court, we're going to push him up to the higher court.
Yeah, and if we lose then?
Then we push him up to the highest court.
That's all right, then. Yeah, but if we lose then?
Well, then we push him... we lose.
Oh. Oh, yo, yo. Bergen.
Yes?
Let's have a talk, huh? Let's talk as man to man.
Very well.
You know, we've been together a long time, haven't we?
Yes.
We've gone through the thick and the thin, and I've stuck with you, haven't I?
Yes, you have, Charlie.
And as you might suspect, Bergen, I've had many offers for much more money than you're paying me. Why, when I think of the money, I'm losing.
Yes. You mean to say you were offered more money?
Yes.
And you didn't take it?
No.
Why?
Oh, I guess it's just sentiment, Bergen, that's all. Friendship, loyalty, that's all. I've been a fool to tolerate all this sort of thing.
Well, Charlie, I see your point. And I don't think that you should make this sacrifice any longer.
No, you said it. That's the way I feel.
Yes, so you're free to go.
Yeah, what?
I say you're free to go.
Free to go?
Yes.
What do you mean?
I mean that I want you to take advantage of these better offers. I want you to leave.
Yeah?
Yes, and I want you to leave tonight.
Yeah. Tonight, Bergen?
Yes.
You want me to leave?
Yes.
Oh, you leave. Kidding, huh?
No, I'm not kidding.
No, ha-ha?
No, ha-ha.
Oh, I should leave tonight?
Yes.
Oh, my. Oh, Gazzola.
42 and a 26.
No.
He's done enough. Bergen, I want to. I don't want to leave you in a lurch, you know. I'd like to talk to you.
Well, what is it, Charlie?
I'll be glad to help you out for a little while.
You will?
Yes. I'll stick with you until you find somebody else, you know, just sort of help you out.
Yeah.
I could stay another week or 2 weeks or 2 months or 5 years, let's say. Give you plenty of time.
No, Charlie. I think you should go tonight.
Night. My laundry won't be back until Thursday.
Yeah. I'll forward it to you.
Yes. I guess I'll go and pack then.
Yes.
You don't mind if I take your green tie?
No, that's all right.
I lost mine, you know.
Yes, I know.
Yes. Well, goodbye, Bergen.
Goodbye, Charlie.
You know, it seems strange, you know, to go without you. We've been pals so long, you know.
Yes, I know.
If you need me, just let me know, you know. We're still pals.
Yes.
I always stuck with you, though. I'm still for you.
Yes,
I'm still for you.
Well, Charlie, I think you better go.
Yes, I... Of course, I don't think you're being exactly fair.
What do you mean?
I think you got a lot of nerve to do this. That's what I mean.
What have I done?
What have you done? Just kick me out like a dog. That's what you did. A lot of gratitude. I give all I've done for you.
All right, Charlie. Yeah, but there is more money. There are better offers.
Where?
You told me about them.
Oh, yeah. That's just talk, huh?
Yeah. Well, Charlie, if you think we can work out some sort of a deal, I'd be glad to talk it over with you tomorrow.
Oh, I'm sure we can work it out, Mr. Bergen.
Yes. Shall we stay at my office tomorrow at 2:00?
Yes, Mr. Bergen. I'll be there at 1:00. I don't want you to wait, you know.
No, I know you. Well, now, if you want to consider this carefully, Charlie.
Yes, I will.
Yes, and you think you'd like to come back?
Yes, I think so, yes.
Yes. And do you think you could really be happy on your 50 cents a week?
50 cents a week?
Yes.
Oh, I'd love it.
Well, while Donaldo Amicholo Gazzola goes out to look for new climates, yours truly, Amici, continues. From what we hear, it seems that our high opinion of John Carter is shared by everyone. And I might add that in addition to possessing a glorious tenor voice, John Carter was around when the good looks were handed out. Tonight he sings, "I Hear You Calling Me." Say, John, you're not singing that for any special girl, are you?
No, I'm just singing it for Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah, Brooklyn, the old hometown, huh?
Brooklyn, dear old Brooklyn.
Hey, I'm Brewster. Think you better start the introduction before John goes into an ode to Brooklyn.
Still he's a dear. the grass is green, I stand. Will you behold me? Voice through all the years between. I hear you calling me.
Those grand songs from John Carter before the evening's over. And now, a special bulletin for Charlie McCarthy's friends everywhere.
Remember, you have only 2 weeks more to get a big action likeness of Charlie McCarthy free. So please act quickly. You'll find it well worthwhile. For Charlie is really a marvelous gift. He stands over 20 inches high, and he's sturdily made of strong cardboard, printed in full color to show his rosy cheeks, his red hair, high silk hat, and a bright colored flower in his hand. You'll laugh when you see Charlie. And you'll laugh even more when he sits on your knee and you roll his eyes, move his mouth, and pretend to make him talk. And here's how you get Charlie without cost. On or before February 28th, mail us 4 bag fronts showing the date from 4 one-pound bags of Chase and Sanborn dated coffee, the superb blend you know is fresh. Yes, as soon as this fine coffee is roasted, it's rushed to your grocer with a delivery date clearly marked on the economical dated bag. And this date guarantees the freshness of dated coffee. Protect you against the stale coffee with its harsh, rancid taste and the dangerous effect it may have on your system. So enjoy dated coffee. Mail us 4 bag fronts by February 28th, and you'll receive promptly and postpaid the big, colorful action likeness of Charlie McCarthy. Take down our address. Chase and Sanborn, 420 Lexington Avenue. That's 420 Lexington Avenue, New York City. Don't miss this chance. Start getting Charlie now. Buy a pound of Chase and Sanborn dated coffee from your grocer tomorrow.
Last November, Barbara Stanwyck gave us a fine dramatic performance in Eugene O'Neill's Anna Christie. Miss Stanwyck was so good that I understand O'Neill himself sent her a letter saying that she was one of the finest Annas that had ever played the part. But then Barbara Stanwyck has a habit of giving fine performance, as those of you know who have seen Stella Dallas and her latest RKO picture, Breakfast for Two. Barbara Stanwyck in another play by America's foremost dramatist, Eugene O'Neill, The Straw.
The Straw, with Barbara Stanwyck as Eileen and Don Ameche as Stephen. Life changed its pattern for Eileen when an illness forced her to go to a better and healthier climate, to a mountain sanitarium. At the sanitarium, she has met Stephen Murray and learned for the first time what love really is. The doctors have pronounced Stephen well enough to leave, and on the eve of his departure, Eileen has sent him a note begging him to meet her in the woods near the sanitarium.
Young lady, I'm going to read you a lecture. You should never have come out here running a temperature the way you are. You ought to rest every minute.
Oh, please, Stephen, don't scold me this last night before you go away. I'll rest all the time after you've gone. I suppose you'll go to New York?
Oh, you bet I will. I have enough money from those stories you helped me with.
Oh, Stephen, they're fine, those stories you wrote here. They're so much like you. I'd know it was you who wrote them, even if I didn't know.
Oh, well, when you read the others I'm going to do. I'm really going to work at this writing business. But, listen, Eileen, you said you had something important to tell me. What is it? If I can help.
I wrote to Fred Nichols. That letter you've been advising me to write.
You mean you broke off your engagement?
Oh, he never really loved me, Stephen. And since I've been sick, he hasn't wanted to marry me. Stephen, why don't you say something? I thought you'd be glad.
Why, of course I'm glad you're free of Mylene. He wasn't the right person. You must get the right sort next time.
Oh, Stephen, you don't know what you're saying.
Oh, he wasn't good enough to lace your shoes. Nor anyone else either.
Don't be silly. Well, I've told you all there is. I might as well go back. Good night, Stephen.
Good night, Mylene.
Stephen. Oh, I love you, Stephen. You, that's what I wanted to tell.
Oh, Mylene.
I love you. I will say it. I will. Oh, I shouldn't kiss you. You're all well now, and I...
Mylene, stop it. Don't say that. Come on now. Hold your head up. Look at me.
Oh, no, Stephen, you mustn't. Just hold me in your arms. Just a little while before you...
Mylene.
Oh, it's all right, dear. I know you don't love me. You can't help what you don't feel, and I've loved you such a long time now. Always, it seems.
Oh, Mylene.
I tried to fight fair and hide my love so you wouldn't see, and I did, didn't I, dear? Until just lately when I knew you were going away so soon and couldn't help showing it. You never knew before, did you?
No. Oh, Mylene, I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, it's been beautiful, all of it, for me. Only now it's so terrible to think I won't see you anymore. I'll feel so... without anybody.
But I'll come back to see you, and you'll be out of here soon. Well, you'll be out of here before the summer's over, and then...
Well, you don't know how alone I am now. You'll write often, won't you? Oh, please, please do that, Stephen.
I will, I swear.
Goodbye, darling. Remember me, and perhaps you'll find out after a time. Oh, what am I saying? Only I'll hope. I'll hope, Stephen, till I die.
Mylene.
Don't remember, Stephen. It's just you and... Oh, don't forget me, dear. I love you.
Well, here's something to cheer you up. Here's your regular Monday morning letter.
Oh, some people call it Blue Monday. It's the best day of the week.
Now, don't get yourself too excited reading it. And remember, the doctor wants to see you, so be in your room this afternoon. This morning.
No mail again today, nurse. But it's been 3 months since his last letter. You don't suppose anything...
Oh, of course not. He's all right. Here, you'd better wrap this blanket around you. It gets cold up here in November.
I wonder if you would reach my fountain pen for me and some paper. I think I'll write a letter.
That more comfortable?
Oh, yes, but could I have my bed pushed around so I can see out the window?
Well, I think we can do that all right. There. How's that?
Oh, that's fine. I like to see the trees in the springtime. The leaves are so green. I don't suppose there's been any mail today.
I'm afraid not today.
Oh, I thought not. Would you mail this letter for me? You're early today, nurse. It's not... mail for me?
No, Mylene, no mail.
Stephen.
Yes.
Oh, Stephen, it's so good to see you. It's been almost a year.
How are you feeling, Mylene? Say, do they keep you in bed all the time?
Oh, I'm all right.
You haven't been feeling worse lately. Your letters stopped coming. Not a line for the past 3 weeks.
Oh, I got tired of writing, never getting any answers, Stephen.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mylene. It wasn't that I didn't want to write, but... in New York, you never get around to things. You can understand that.
Yes. Yes, I understand everything now.
Well, why do you say that so strangely? Listen, Eileen, why have they got you back in bed? From your letters, I thought you were...
Getting better? Oh, I am, Stephen, but the doctor wants me to get a good long rest this time. Oh, don't let's talk about me. Tell me about yourself. You've written a lot of stories lately, haven't you?
No, I haven't been able to get down to it somehow. But you know, just talking to you about it makes me feel I could sit down and start in on one. Maybe it's because I wrote the others here. Or is it seeing you, Eileen? I really believe it's you. I haven't forgotten how you helped me.
Oh, Don, Stephen, I didn't do anything.
Oh, yes, you did. You've always encouraged me when I was here and when you wrote to me. I've missed your letters lately. That's why I came to look you up.
Well, you see, now I'm all right.
Yes, of course you are. Only I'd a darn sight rather see you up and about. We could take a walk then through the woods. You haven't forgotten that last night out there, have you?
Oh, please. Please don't remind me of that, Stephen. I was so sick that night. My temperature was so high, I must have been completely crazy. I don't remember anything I said, hardly.
Mr. Murray, may I see you for a minute?
All right, nurse, I'll be right out.
Oh, Stephen, you'll come back before you go?
Oh, yes, Eileen. I'll be back, sure.
Mr. Murray, I wanted to talk to you before you saw Eileen. You noticed how badly she looks.
Yes, I did.
She's been going downhill steadily since you left here. The doctor's given up hope.
Given up? You mean...
She doesn't want to live anymore. She just let herself go.
Oh, but isn't there anything we can do?
Mr. Murray, I suppose you know that Eileen is in love with you, don't you?
Why...
There's so little time left for her. Isn't there some way we could make her happy?
You mean I should tell her that I love her? But she'd never believe that.
You must make her believe. You've got to. She's suffered so much through you. Surely you can do that much for her.
Yes, I owe her that.
And who knows? That might be the straw she can cling to.
I'll go into her now. Eileen.
Ah, Stephen, you've come back.
Put your arms around me, Eileen. I have something to tell you.
Stephen, dear.
You were fibbing about that night, weren't you? You do love me, don't you, Eileen?
Oh, yes, Stephen, but...
But you think I don't love you. Well, why do you suppose I came way up here if not to tell you that I did? They warned me that you were still weak, that I mustn't excite you in any way, and I didn't want... But I had to come back and tell you.
Oh, and is that why you acted so strange and cold? Oh, aren't they silly to tell you that? As if being happy could hurt me. Why, it's just that, just you I've needed. Oh, now I'll get well and strong so quick. I'll surprise you, Stephen, the way I'll pick up and grow fat and healthy. Oh, and we'll go away someplace. New York, I don't care where. Oh, Stephen, any place in the world would be beautiful to me if you were with me. Stephen, you're crying.
Oh, I do love you, Eileen. I do. I love you. I love you.
Wait. You say that as if you just made the discovery, Stephen.
Oh, what a blind, selfish fool I've been. You're my life, everything. But...
What is it, Stephen? What's the matter? Oh, Stephen. They've told you, Stephen. They told you I'm going to die.
No, Eileen. You're going to get better every day. You'll be all right, Eileen.
Why do you look at me that way with that awful look in your eyes?
Well, I wasn't thinking of you then. I didn't mean you. But me. Yes, me.
Oh, you mean you're sick again?
Yes, I lied to you before about that. Eileen, will you marry me now and help me get well? We'll get well together. We can. We must. There are things doctors can't know the strength of. Happiness will cure us. Love is stronger than... Please say you'll do it, Eileen.
Oh, Stephen, I'll do anything for you. Anything. Oh, Stephen, it's up to me now, isn't it? I'll have to look out for you, won't I, from now on?
Yes, darling.
And see that you rest and drink your milk when I drink mine?
Yes, darling.
And go to bed at 9 sharp when I do?
Yes, darling.
And obey everything I tell you to do until... Oh, until you're well again.
Thank you, Barbara Stanwyck, for a fine performance and the privilege of playing opposite you. And believe me, it was a real privilege. The Chase and Sanborn Hour with Barbara Stanwyck, Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy, Dorothy Lamour, John Carter, the Stroud Twins, and Robert Armbruster and his orchestra continues in just a moment. This is Don Amici continuing the Chase and Sanborn Hour. Dorothy Lamour sings a song from her forthcoming Paramount picture, Her Jungle Love. Love Light in the Starlight. Dorothy? That was grand.
Thanks, Don.
It was superb, it was magnificent, it was sensational, it was wonderful, it was marvelous, it was glorious, it was incomparably superlative.
Why, Don, what brought this on? What's the rush?
Well, Dorothy, I just wanted to get it out of my system before Clarence Stroud got all wind up.
It's true, Dorothy, that Don has preceded me, but that does not deter me from voicing my enthusiastic reaction to your splendid rendition of that selection.
He's unwinding.
He'll never run down.
Don't mind them, Clarence. I like to hear you say those things, even if I haven't the slightest idea what you're talking about.
Who has?
Dorothy, tonight you and I are kindred spirits. In your heart there is a song, and there is a song in my heart, too. My brain is permeated with a swirling, whirling melody. New refrains of joy are winging and ringing through my head.
He's got bats in the belfry.
He's certainly dizzy about something. What's the cause of this super cheer, Clarence?
My exuberance of spirits can be attributed to a new endeavor. I am writing a popular treatise dealing with the art of the dance.
Oh, the dance. Oh, fancy that. Everybody be interested in the dance. What do you call your book, Clarence? The Big Opal?
No, Don, it is not the Big Opal. I call it the Stroud concept of choreographic interpretation and terpsichorean pedal gymnastics.
The small apple.
Yeah, just a light, frothy hunk of stuff.
In my opinion, dancing Dan, or dancing Don... is a subject of vital interest to everyone. I have carefully diagnosed the case. I have listened to the very heartbeat. I have placed my finger on the pulse of the masses.
They stick out their tongues?
They did not stick out their tongues, but I might say in the form of a jesting witticism that they did put their best foot forward.
Oh, say, that was great. Did you get that jesting witticism, Claude?
Funniest jesting witticism I ever heard.
Yes, sir. Clarence certainly is a comic. If that isn't the best jesting witticism I ever heard, I'm a dipsy doodle.
Hello, Dipsy. How do you doodle?
Gentlemen, you may not appreciate humor, but you cannot ignore the importance of the rhythm of the dance. Rhythm is rhyme. Rhyme is poetry. Poetry is vision. Vision is reason. Reason is logic. Logic is rhythm. Rhythm is rhyme.
The merry-go-round broke down.
Your levity ill suits the occasion. I shall explain anew. I'll take a fresh start.
I'll take a nap.
I'll take an aspirin.
Please, I am forced to reiterate. I'll take
the high road.
I'll take the low road.
Please, gentlemen, the vital value of the dance.
I'll take a bicycle.
Get one belt for two, will you?
In all sincerity, Don, aren't you really inspired by the rhythmic art of terpsichore? Wouldn't you care to dance?
Oh, no, thanks. I'll sit this one out.
It was my intention to illustrate the technique of the dance alone. I am ready to demonstrate.
I'm ready to leave.
What kind of a dance are you going to do, Clarence?
Well, perhaps I shall dance like the sprightly fawn, perhaps like the agile antelope, perhaps like the nimble gazelle.
Perhaps like the heavy elephant.
Why perhaps?
You fail to realize that I have studied all types of the dance. I am a devotee of the terpsichorean art. I could dance on forever.
In what direction?
Why should the direction matter?
We'll go the other way.
I can readily see that you don't realize the rare beauty of the old dances. Can you disregard the consummate charm of the mazurka, the schottische, the gavotte, the polka?
Well, I like polka. I'll open for a dime, Don.
I gavotte three aces. Gavotte of you, gavotte.
Mazurkas, back to back.
You may scoff, but dancing releases the body of all its inhibitions. What else could I do that would make me leave the earth and soar high into the air?
You could sit on a tack. I wouldn't mind if you did.
Well, I won't.
I wish you would.
Well, I won't.
Please do.
That may have its points, but people by the thousands go to see the ballet.
Rudy?
No, not Rudy. Interpretive performances. What greater attraction is there to draw an intelligent person into a theater?
Bank night.
Excuse me, Clarence. May I cut in?
Well, certainly, Don.
What happened to that light fantastic you promised a trip? Come on with the dance.
Gladly, Don. I'd like to show you a dance of my own creation, which I call the Stroud Hippity Hop.
Oh, the title sounds lively. What are the steps?
They're quite simple, Don. First, you hop to the left. Then you hop to the right foot. Then you hop forward, and then you... the Stroud Hippity Hop.
He's hippity-hoppy about the whole thing.
Perhaps the step is too difficult for you to follow, Claude. Let us begin with the simple waltz. Naturally, for this, you will require a partner of the gentler sex.
Well, what about Dorothy L'Amour?
She's gentle.
Oh, Dorothy.
Yes, Don.
I hate to make you the innocent victim, but Clarence needs some help. Will you give him a hand?
Well, he's pretty far gone, but I'll do the best I can.
Dorothy, I'm endeavoring to interest Claude in the rhythmic delights of the dance. Would you be so gracious as to lend your assistance?
Why, of course, Clarence. Are you going to be my partner?
No, Dorothy, that is Claude's privilege.
Well, look, Clarence, if you really want Dorothy and Claude to dance, they'll need music.
Don's right, Clarence. Can you sing?
La-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha
smooth and melodic. Can you hum?
Like this? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Fine. Mm-hmm. Keep on humming. Mm-hmm. Now walk me around, Claude. Mm-hmm. Why, you're really a wonderful dancer. I feel as if my feet are off the ground.
They are. They're on mine.
Mm-hmm. That is an excellent example.
Keep humming.
Come on, Claude. Let's really swing it now. You truck, don't you?
I usually take the streetcar.
Pardon me, but that last step was...
Keep humming.
Hey, wait a minute. I've got a swell step I'd like to show Clarence. Would you try it, Clarence?
Of course, Don.
Okay. First, put your right leg over your left arm.
Is this right, Don? I've taken my right leg off the ground.
I take the other one off.
Don't be silly, I'll fall.
Don't be silly, I know it.
Now, Clarence, keep humming and follow directions. Well, can you hum louder? Now, hum a little softer. Ah, that's swell. Now, you've got your right foot off the ground. That's great. Now, bend forward in a half twist and swing your right arm in a three-quarter circle around the back of your neck. Now, take it easy. Any suggestions, Claude?
Put a little salt on him. He's a pretzel.
Wait a minute, fellas. What is this? I'm tied up in a knot. I can't move. What do I do now?
Keep humming. Mm-hmm.
So long, Clarence. Mm-hmm. Before the week's over. In one of the most popular arias of all operatic literature, John Carter, the boy from Brooklyn, tells us about the fickleness of women. La Donna Mobile from Verdi's opera Rigoletto.
La Donna Mobile, qual più mal vento, mu facendo e di pensiero. Sempre un amabile, leggiadro viso, in pianto e in riso, e menzognero. La donna è immobile, quasi un malvento, muta d'accento e di pensier. Di pensier, e di pensier. È sempre misero chi a lei si affida, chi le confida, mal cauto il cuore, ormai non sente di felicità pieno, chi su quel cielo non liba amore. La donna è mobile, quasi un malvento, di pensier.
Well, John, you certainly made La Donna do a bit of mobile-aying, and very nicely, too. From our news department, an important reminder for everyone who enjoys Charlie McCarthy.
Don't forget, you can now receive a big, full-color action likeness of Charlie McCarthy free. But you must act before February 28th, the final deadline. After that, you'll be too late. So start getting Charlie's likeness free. He's over 20 inches tall, made of strong cardboard. He'll sit right on your knee, and you can roll his eyes and move his mouth so he seems to talk. Charlie is colorful, too. The artist has pictured his red hair, his brown eyes, his high silk hat, his full dress suit, and even his monocle. And here's how you get Charlie without cost. On or before February 28th, mail us four bag fronts showing the date from 4 1-pound bags of Chase and Sanborn dated coffee, the blend that's guaranteed fresh by our unique dating and rapid delivery system. For right after roasting, dated coffee is rushed to your grocer with a delivery date plainly marked on the money-saving dated bag. This date is your safeguard against stale coffee. Coffee that's bitter and rancid tasting. Coffee that may have harmful effects on your nerves and digestion. So ask for Chase and Sanborn dated coffee, the blend you know is fresh. Then by February 28th, send us four bag fronts and we'll mail you securely packed the big entertaining likeness of Charlie McCarthy. Here's our address. Chase and Sanborn, 420 Lexington Avenue. That's 420 Lexington Avenue, New York City. Don't miss getting Charlie free. Buy a pound of Chase and Sanborn dated coffee from your grocer tomorrow.
Oh, the guy's walked out on me. I don't care. Oh, hello, Barbara.
Hello, Charlie, dear.
Hello.
You sing beautifully. Don't let me stop. You sing some more.
All right, I will. La, la, na, mo, 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 mo. Bergen, were you out again last night?
No.
Want to watch that?
Yes, all right.
Berger, you know Barbara, don't you?
Yes, Charlie, I know Miss Stanley.
Oh, excuse me.
Yes. I might say that I'm very happy she's back with us again.
Well, why don't you?
Well, I did.
What are you arguing about? Anyway, Barbara, he's glad to see you back.
Oh, I appreciate that, Charlie. But you haven't said that you're glad to see me back. In fact, you've hardly talked to me at all.
Oh, but I am glad, Barbara.
Mm-hmm. There's one thing I'm sure of. You seem to have completely forgotten that you promised to come out and see me at my ranch.
Oh, I didn't forget. I started out for your ranch, but, my bicycle broke down. That's what it was. The wheel came off and I came off. Oh, it was embarrassing.
Oh, that's too bad, Charlie. But I thought you were interested in horses and I wanted to show you my ranch.
Yeah, well, you know, Barbara, Bergen bought a ranch right near your place, you know.
Not the Bar L ranch.
That's right. It wasn't taxi. It was the Peanut Bar ranch.
Is it nice?
Oh, it's the nuts.
Edgar, have you any horses on your ranch?
Oh, just a few, Barbara.
Yeah, the one I ride is a retired fire engine horse. Every time he hears a bell ring, we're off. I never went to so many fires in my life.
Well, you should know, Charlie, to fire horses, the sound of a bell means action.
You're telling me. I'll say it does. Yeah, you know, we passed a farmhouse the other day, and the dinner bell rang. The horse ran right in the dining room. I didn't mind that so much, but when he sat down to the table without washing his hoofs, that's going too far.
Quite a remarkable horse, Charlie.
Yes.
Does he answer the phone when the bell rings, too?
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. He does. Of course, nobody talks to him, though.
You know, I think you're making fun of my horses. Of course, Barbara, I have nothing to compare with the fine horses in your racing stable.
Oh, have you any horses in the Santa Anita race, Barbara?
Oh, yes, Charlie, and I have one that ran well-placed in the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, begging your pardon, it's, Darby.
Oh, the Darby.
Click, click.
Do you all come from down south, Colonel McCarthy?
Yes, Missy Babs, I do. The deep south, you know, where a gentleman is a gentleman, and a lady is a lady, and the milk of human kindness hasn't turned to cheese. That's the Sioux.
Sure enough?
Sure enough.
Well, upon my word, if we all ain't neighbors.
Do you all come to the south too, Missy Babs? Sure enough?
Sure enough.
Well, shut my mouth, Bergen.
All right, I will. No, don't shut. No.
I got talking to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
wouldn't say a word.
Oh, the South. Yeah. I can smell the sweet jasmine and the honeysuckle.
Yeah, and don't forget the Mongolian blossoms.
Magnolia, honey child.
Yeah, they're not a 32, yeah. And so is you, honey child.
Well, thank you, honey child.
It's getting powerful sweet around here. Ah, the South and Georgia.
Ah, the South Carolina.
Ah, the South, the Kentucky.
Oh, Kentucky, where the bluegrass grows.
Yes'm, yes'm. The bluegrass and the green grass and keep off the grass.
Sure enough.
Well, no.
Ah, oh, honey lamb, how I missed the 6'6 sycamore down in 1010 Tennessee.
Yuck, 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 yuck. And where the mucky, mucky birds keep awake me awake, singing, singing, singing all the time, time, time.
Oh, the cone ponies.
Oh, the lasses.
Oh, the hominy.
Oh.
Oh, what?
Oh, just all, that's all.
I can see the old colonel now sitting on the front porch.
Eating poached eggs, yes.
Remember old Mammy? She could make ice cream that would melt in your mouth.
Yeah, she could, couldn't she? Yes. Mm-hmm. It was good enough to eat, yes, sir. Yes, sir, and remember those waving fields of cotton and those Pekingese, or those sticky... Don't laugh too loud, you're not through here. No. And the boll weevils, the common.
Don't you mention that boll weevil, honey child. Yeah.
You're right, Lambie Pie. Remember the old saying, speak no weevil, hear no weevil. And boll no weevil.
Oh, the good old South. Yeah. What part of the South do you come from, sorghum syrup?
Sorghum syrup. Pull yourself together, Barbara. Why, sugar cane, I hail from way down Sioux from Michigan.
But, honey, Lambie Pie, sweet child, sure enough, does my teeth Michigan ain't sour.
Well, it is if you live in Canada. What part of the South you all come from, Patty Cane?
I come from Brooklyn.
Well, honey child, Brooklyn ain't sour.
It is if you live in the Bronx. Oh. Well, Charlie, I guess our accents have proved that we can't come from the South.
Yeah, and after we sing, our voices will prove we can sing, too. Oh. That's what I like. Oh, dance, 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 thanks for the memory. I never will forget those days we never met, when I love me and you love thee and he loves she, and yet how lovely it was.
Thanks for the memory.
Swing it, babe.
We never made a date till I could wait till late for someone else to come along and meet me at the gate. How lovely it was.
My heart was as light as a feather. A feather.
And I never minded the weather, because we were never together.
Oh, I was here.
And I was there.
So thanks for the memory. But darling, after all, your face I can't recall. And you remind me of someone I never met at all.
So thank you so much.
You're mighty welcome.
Thank you so much.
You're only kidding.
Thank you so much.
We passed the finish.
Thank you so much.
Sounds like ridicule. Smart Alex. Oh, fun is fun. You try it, Don and Dottie.
Thanks for the memory. When all is said and done, thank each and every one. You've laughed a bit and we'll admit you've made it lots of fun. So thank you so much.
Thanks for the memory. Before this song is through, some thanks from me to you. From Don and Bob, the Strauss and John and Ed and Charlie too. All thank you so much.
Happy's the time we have spent here.
And happy's the day we were sent here.
Oh, gee, we're so gay and content here.
To you
a toast from coast to coast. So thanks for the memory. The time we spent with you, 'twill linger long, it's true. We'll look for you next Sunday night to start the fun on you.
Glad we met you.
Now we're through.
So cheerio.
And toodaloo.
And thank you. Come to the end of another Chase and Sanborn hour, an hour made possible by your purchases of Chase and Sanborn coffee. That's the best way of telling us you enjoy our show. Next week, our special guest will be the charming star of the movies and the Metropolitan Opera Company, Miss Gladys Swarthout. Until then, this is yours sincerely, Don Amici, saying au revoir. Another big Chase and Sanborn program with Don Amici, Edgar Bergen, and Charlie McCarthy. John Carter, Dorothy L'Amour, the Stroud Twins, Robert Armbruster's Orchestra, and Gladys Swarthout. Heard on this program are I'm In My Glory from the Universal Picture Merry-Go-Round of 1938, Love Light and the Starlight from the Paramount Picture Her Jungle Love, starring Dorothy L'Amour. Thanks for the memory from the Paramount production Big Broadcast of 1938. Barbara Stanwyck appeared on tonight's program through the courtesy of RKO Pictures. The stars of Chase and Sanborn program are favorites as well on the motion picture screen. Don Amici may be seen in the 20th Century Fox production in Old Chicago. Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy are in the Goldwyn Follies. Dorothy L'Amour in The Hurricane and Her Jungle Love. This is Wendell Niles speaking for the makers of Chase and Sanborn coffee, and this is the National Broadcasting Company.